The Shore Road Mystery, A Hardy Boy's Adventure by Franklin W. Nixon, narrated by John Rayburn. Shore Road has a bunch of auto thefts outside Bayport, home territory of the Hardy Boys, Frank and Joe. They find out that one of their friends, Jack Dodd, and his father have been accused of the thefts. This bothers the lads because they feel certain there's been a big mistake, and they intend to do something about it. As a result of their intentions and investigation, the Hardy Boys wind up helping in the capture of the actual car thieves who had framed and kidnapped their friends. Chapter 1, Pursuit. Stolen at Dune Beach, car and Swift Lime Cream sedan, believed heading south on Shore Road, alert all cars, repeat. The bulletin had just come over the police band on Frank Hardy's motorcycle radio. He and his brother Joe, side by side on their dark gray machines, were roaring northward along Shore Road to join school friends for a swim. Dune Beach, Frank shouted, and the boys skidded to a halt on a sand shoulder. The car thief might pass them at any moment. Let's stop him, Joe proposed. The boys waited, scanning a deserted fishing pier on their right. Frank was 18, tall and dark-haired. Joe, a year younger, was blonde. Both were excellent amateur detectives. Joe, do you realize this makes 5 car thefts in 1 week along Shore Road? The Hardys steered their motorcycles to the land side of Shore Road and faced them south, ready to move out quickly. Several cars whizzed by, heading north. Then 2 police cars screamed past in the other direction. After 5 more minutes had gone by, Frank frowned. It looks as if we're not going to nab any thieves today. Joe said, let's hope the police are on the right track. But subsequent bulletins indicated another successful getaway by the car thieves. The Hardys cycled to Dune Beach to learn what they could. Here the boys found several state troopers taking down information from the elderly man whose car had been stolen. It was gone when I came up from the beach, he said. Presently, the boys headed south for their swim. I don't understand this, Joe remarked. The stolen car couldn't just vanish into thin air. The police seemed just as puzzled, Frank observed. Unfortunately, there were no witnesses. Did you notice that the tires of 2 nearby cars had been punctured? The thief must have done that to avoid pursuit. The brothers eased their motorcycles toward a wooden rack behind Oceanside's bathing pavilion.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?